Just 2 months ago, the Liberal Party in Canada was 25 percentage points behind the Conservatives in opinion polls ahead of a general election. Well, this morning, the Liberals are staying in power, with novice politician Mark Carney continuing in the job of Prime Minister, a job he got when Justin Trudeau resigned earlier this year. The reason for the turnaround? A politician who wasn't even running in the race or who doesn't live in Canada. Donald Trump. The US president has threatened to annex Canada, and he has imposed taxes on imports from its nearest neighbour and one of its biggest trading partners. This galvanised Canadian voters. Here are some in Toronto.
Who I voted for would be the best to take care of Trump. He shouldn't even be president of the United States. But because he is, we need a strong person so that we can stand strong.
I'm happy with my vote, considering a lot of things like the relations with the U.S. and cost of living and making a world that I want to live in. And that's great for my parents, my friends and family members, and like potential children eventually as well. So thinking about the long-term vision and a country that is welcoming towards everybody.
In the end, I think the most important thing is, as long as you vote, your voice is heard and you have a say. Hopefully, in the end, whatever happens is best for Canada, right?
Well, in the past 90 minutes or so, Mark Carney has given his victory speech. He said, and I quote, "President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us, and that will never happen." And he called on Canadians to unite.
You know, I chose to enter politics because I felt we needed big changes in this country, but big changes guided by strong Canadian values. Values that I learned at the dinner table from my parents, Bob and Verly, and from my siblings. I appreciate this more in retrospect from my siblings. My siblings, Brenda, Sean, and Brian. Values that I learned on the ice from my coaches. Values that have been reinforced as I've met with Canadians across this great country. And those include three values that I want to highlight this evening. Humility. It's Canada after all. Ambition. It's Canada after all. And unity. It's Canada.
Well, Stuart Benson is press gallery reporter for the Hill Times newspaper in Canada, and he joins us now. Stuart, thanks for staying up to talk to us. Will Mark Carney have a majority in Parliament to govern?
Well, that is kind of the surprising thing. Night is honestly still young. I know it's 2 a.m. here, but the votes are still being counted. When Carney, I think when Poilievre, Conservative leader Poilievre, made his concession speech, they were only down by 10 projected seats. And now Carney's about, I think, maybe 6 seats away from a majority. So you might have to ask me again in the morning.
We will.
This is still going.
Trump was the defining factor, and we heard that over the last number of weeks. Why did Canadians trust the Liberals more than the Conservatives to deal with Trump and all that he presents?
Well, I think just from it was only very slightly more, and I think it may have just entirely have been one, maybe a lot of it to do with Carney was the new guy. He had that new leader smell, and all plus the Bank of Canada, Bank of England. When he was in Bank of Canada, that was during the 2008 financial crisis. And when he was in the Bank of England, I don't know, feel like don't need to tell your listeners, but that was during the Brexit crisis. So he's had some trials and tribulations that he's managed to steer his way through. And I think just as a matter of his language and the way he approached and addressed Trump was, I think, just slightly more, I don't know if aggressive is the right word, but a little more forceful. I think there was a clip early on where he said, if America won't leave, Canada's ready to step up. I'm paraphrasing, but that sort of clip went incredibly viral in the U.S., other places. So I think it was just a lot of that, the resume and the rhetoric that as the Conservatives couldn't really manage because of their base.
Can you give us a sense, Stuart, of the anger in Canada at Trump since he came to power and almost immediately talked about Justin Trudeau at the time being the governor of America's first 51st state?
Oh, it's an existential anger where he's threatened, I guess, I think for a lot of people's views, the existence and sovereignty of this country. I know, and I think one of the things was no one's been laughing at that for quite a while, and it only feels like sort of just now that, like for you to ask me how angry are people, I think is I think should tell you how angry we are, because people are finally starting to notice the Canadians are angry. Where up until maybe even 2-3 months ago, I wouldn't have been surprised if your question was, well, are you really taking this that seriously? Where it's very angry, very upset. And I think to borrow Carney's phrase, the shock of the betrayal has worn off, but we're not going to forget this for a while.
I heard this morning, oil-rich Alberta, that there may be more voices there who want to join the U.S. Is that the case?
Yeah, that has been it's definitely something that's going to be a big issue coming up. Now, we've had the premier of Alberta has been talking about that a lot. That has been a big sort of sticking point. And now they will have a lot of that leverage because they're right in the middle of the country. And if you want to do a cross-border pipeline, you're kind of SOL without Alberta. So it's and then against Quebec, who are the original people who were thinking about separating. And now Bloc Québécois, the party that just represents that province, has the balance of power. So, it might be a race to see who gets to the exit doors first between those two.
Stuart, great to talk to you. Hope you get some sleep tonight. Thank you very much. Stuart Benson there, reporter for the Hill Times newspaper in Canada.